今天的经文是在马太福音第二十章第一节到第十六节。
Matthew chapter 20 verse 1 to 16. I'll read in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. Matthew chapter 20. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and send them into his vineyard. About 9 in the morning he went out and saw others standing at the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, You also go and work in my vineyard and I will pay you whatever is right. So they went. He went out again at noon and about 3 in the morning and did the same thing. At 5 in the afternoon he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, Why are you standing here all day long doing nothing? Because no one has hired us, they answered. He said to them, You also go and work in my vineyard. When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first. The workers who were hired at about 5 in the afternoon came, and each received a denarius. Now when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. When they receive it, they begin to grumble against the landowner. These were hired last, work only 1 hour, they said. But you make us equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day. But he answered one of them, I'm not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I wanted to give the one who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I'm generous? So the last will be first, and the first will be the last. Now in today's passage, Jesus once again speaks about the kingdom of heaven.
在今天的经文里，耶稣再次讲到天国的事。
And this theme, kingdom of heaven, will be repeated throughout the entire gospel of Matthew.
这是一个在马太福音里所重复的主题。
Now we see that it first began with the revelation about Jesus' own kingship.
打从耶稣的王权的启示开始。
And that is Matthew's version of the Christmas story.
这就是马太版本的圣诞故事。
And then later it goes on to talk about how Jesus proclaimed his law.
接着提到耶稣的律法。
And that is, we know, the Sermon on the Mount.
就是登山宝训。
And little by little, throughout the entire gospel,It continues to illustrate with the rest of the entire story with little pockets of all these Jesus parables.
慢慢的接着耶稣巧妙的使用各种预言完成了整个故事。
And each of these parables we will come to see demonstrates something very vivid about this kingdom of heaven.
这些预言生动的展示了各种有关天国的特征。
I hope that this entire sermon series will make all these imageries of Jesus about the kingdom of heaven truly very memorable for all of you.
我希望这个讲道系列能够让你对耶稣的预言有更深的印象。
You know, in our lives, we are often influenced by this world.
在我们的生活中，我们被这个世界所传达的信息给影响。
They come from the books that we read.
透过读的书。
The videos that we watch.
看的电影。
And the friends that we interact with.
以及与我们互动的朋友。
Subconsciously, we may impart some of these values into the Christian world, what we think about the kingdom of heaven.
潜意识中，我们可能把这些价值观带入我们的信仰。
But today we'll come to see that the kingdom of heaven actually operates by its own rules.
但是天国有它自己的运作规则。
It has its own set of priorities.
它有自己的一套优先事项。
And these priorities, these rules, they are often surprising and often very countercultural to us.
它往往是令人惊讶和反现今文化的。
I hope that through the use of all these very striking images of Jesus,We can come to see the kingdom of heaven for what it is truly.
我希望透过耶稣所运用的巧妙意象，能让我们看到天国究竟是什么一回事。
For we are not like the crowd, who hear the parables but do not comprehend.
我们不像那些听了预言而不理解的群众。
We are the disciples of Jesus who have all these parables explained clearly to us.
这些预言已清楚地解释给我们，因为我们是耶稣的门徒。
Now, one of the very crucial questions.When we come to the notion about this kingdom of heaven is this.
当我们谈到天国的概念，一个关键的问题是。
And this question is, who can enter into the kingdom of heaven?
谁可以进入天国？
And for all of us, whether rightly or wrongly, we have this very fantastical idea about what is this kingdom of heaven.
我们每个人无论对或错，都对天国有一些幻想。
Oh, this kingdom of heaven is perfect.
天国是完美的。
It's wonderful.
是美好的。
It is where God is.
是上帝的所在。
Now, but however good we may imagine it to be, if we do not know how to enter into this kingdom, well, it is useless.
但无论我们把它幻想的多好，若不知道如何进入天国，一切都是没有意义的。
And that is becomes the very fundamental issue for our passage today.
这是今早经文所提到的根本问题。
And this is the underlying background why Jesus have to spell out the parable today.
这也是这段预言的用意。
Who can enter into the kingdom of heaven?
谁可以进入天国？
Thankfully, it is no secret.
感谢神，这不是什么天大的秘密。
Because Jesus has already spelled out his criteria.
因为耶稣已清楚地提到了他的标准。
But the more I listen to Jesus' criteria, the more I begin to be afraid.
但我越听越感到害怕。
Let's look at Jesus' words starting from chapter 19.
从第十九章开始，耶稣说。
I will read to you in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. In verse 11, she says, "Not anyone who can accept this word, referring to is better not to marry." He says, "Not everyone can accept this word, but only to those whom it has been given. For there are eunuchs who were born that way. There are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by others, and there are those who chose to live like eunuchs." For the sake of the kingdom of heaven, the one who can accept this should accept this. So, you know, talking about someone who's giving up marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Let's look at verse 14, for example. Then he continues to say, "Let little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to those such as these." Telling us that only children, it seems, can enter into the kingdom of heaven. Then we read on in verse 21, Jesus says, "If you want to be perfect, go, sell your possessions and give it to the poor. Then you will have treasures in heaven. And then come follow me." Then he says to his disciples, "Truly I tell you, it's hard for someone who is rich to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say to you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter into the kingdom of heaven." Seemingly telling us only those who are not rich can enter the kingdom of heaven. And then verse 28, he goes on to say, "And anyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father, mother, wife, children, fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life." Now on the surface, after running through this chapter 19, it seems to us that it will take a ridiculous amount of sacrifice to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
表面上看，要进入天国似乎要做出很大的牺牲。
Or you have to sacrifice your marriage prospects.
你必须牺牲自己的婚姻前景。
You have to sacrifice all your possessions.
牺牲所有的财产。
You have to sacrifice your family and friends.
甚至牺牲你的家人和朋友。
The only one who needs no sacrifice will be the little children because they have nothing to begin with.
不需要付出代价的可能只有孩子，因为他们什么都没有。
Oh man, these little rascals, they have it so easy while the rest of us have to sacrifice everything.
这些小家伙那么容易得逞，而我们却要牺牲一切。
I would have stopped them for entering, you know, but Jesus says, "Well, let the little children once come, do not hinder them."
我会拦阻他们，但耶稣说，让小孩子来，不要禁止他们。
Now, for many of us, you know, I would think the road to enter into this kingdom of heaven is extremely narrow.
对于我们许多人而言，进入天国的道路是极其的狭窄。
Not only is the road narrow, the gate is also small.
不仅是道路狭窄，门也很小。
I will tell you if you have really a tiny bit of chance after looking at your offering today.
查了你今天的奉献，我会告诉你。
Now for your own sake, I hope to find some, you know, title deeds or car keys inside.
为了你着想，我希望能找到一些地契和车钥匙。
Otherwise, I have to make some of you eunuchs in order to squeeze you into the kingdom.
否则我要把一些人弄成太监，以把你们挤入天国。
Sorry, I don't make the rules, you know. Those are Jesus' words, and you know, you heard the man.
规则不是我定的，那是耶稣的话。
Now, even though the criteria of Jesus, you know, from chapter 19 seems to be so, and it seems to be quite scary.
不过，虽然耶稣以上的标准是可怕了一点，但他还有下文。
It doesn't really end there.
他有下文。
Who can enter into the kingdom of heaven?
谁可以进入天国？
And Jesus therefore ends with this phrase.
耶稣做出总结。
He says, many who are first will be last, and many who will be last will be the first.
有许多在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。
Now this phrase becomes therefore a conclusion to all the words of Jesus in specifically, especially in chapter 19.
这是耶稣对以上的经节所做出的结论。
And as the conclusion of all these words, it is therefore a very crucial and important one.
显然也是很重要的。
But what does this phrase mean?
可是这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to say there are many who will be first, will be last, and many who will be last, will be first?
有许多在前的要在后，在后的要在前，这是什么意思呢？
It is very crucial to take note, special note of this phrase because this phrase by itself, you know, it seems like a kind of reversal.
我们要非常谨慎地看待这节，因为它像是推翻了前面所说的一切。
You know, unlocking the meaning of this phrase will be very crucial to the interpretation of the entire chapter.
解开这句话的含义将是了解耶稣先前的话的关键。
Now, in thinking about this, I'm reminded of this very tricky game that is often used by very devious game designers.
让我想起了一个很狡猾的游戏。
It's called Who is the Fastest Game?
叫做谁是最快的。
Who is the fastest?
谁是最快的。
After telling you this is the Who is the Fastest Game, they quickly give you a list.
每一组将会拿到一张单。
And on the list, you will have 20 items to do.
单上有20个必须完成的项目。
The first thing to complete the entire list will be the winner.
第一组完成全部的项目就是赢家。
First item, 20 jumping jacks each.
第一个项目20个大跳。
Oh, everybody quick, do starting the jumping jacks quickly.
大家就纷纷忙着在跳。
Second item, run the entire field.
第二个项目在操场跑一圈。
So everybody quickly be the first to finish your jumping and start running.
大家就开始跑。
Third item, find an earthworm each.
第三项找一条蚯蚓。
And everybody starts to find.
大伙就分头去找。
But the last item on the list,
然而最后一个项目是
He says, ignore all the previous items and just sit on the floor.
忽略所有之前的项目就坐在地板上。
So the aim of the game turns out to be which team is the one to first actually read properly the entire list and notice the last item, sit on the floor, that is the winner.
因此游戏的目的是看哪组先把整个列表读一遍，注意到最后的项目，直接坐在地板上。
So that we know will be you know, the one who is careful, the one who is the intelligent winner.
这就是谨慎和聪明的赢家。
Now, brothers and sisters, therefore, we have to take this final phrase of chapter 19 very seriously.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要把耶稣最后的这句话搞清楚。
Because that will become the very crucial key that will reinterpret the entire passage for us. This is seemingly impossible criteria to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
这可能让我们对耶稣严格的标准有全新的认识。
To help us understand this phrase, therefore, Jesus used this parable.
为了帮助我们理解这句话，耶稣用了一个比喻。
And that's the passage for today, the parable that will be the explanation for this phrase.
就是今早的预言。
Because we know that this phrase is also, we know that this parable is the explanation of this phrase because at the end,of today's parable, we see also the same phrase, the last will be the first, the first will be the last.
因为它同时也是这个比喻的结论，那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后。
Now the parable for today is a simple one.
这是一个很简单的故事。
A landowner needs workers for his vineyard.
一个家主需要工人到他的葡萄园里工作。
So he got some to start working very early in the morning.
有一些清晨就开始工作。
Some were recruited at noon.
一些在中午被雇请。
And there were some who recruited last, and they only worked 1 hour.
甚至还有一些最后被雇请的只工作了一个小时。
Yet when it's time to collect the wages, all of them collect the same wage.
然而到了领取工资的时候，所有的工人都领到同样的工资。
And therefore, at the heart of this parable is this very extreme unfairness of the landowner.
这个预言的核心就在于家主的不公平。
And this unfairness is summarized by the grumbling of these early workers.
这不公平显示在工人的抱怨中。
These men were hired last, they worked only 1 hour.
这些被雇请一个小时的只工作了 一个哎，只工作了一个小时。
And you made them equal with us for those who have borne the burden of the work and the hard heat of the day.
我们整天劳苦受热，你竟叫他们和我们一样吗
？It is unfair.
这是不公平的。
The early workers, the last workers, they are obviously not equal.
这些工人显然是不相等的。
Those who have worked more have sacrificed more.
那些工作了一整天的，付出的更多。
They sacrifice their time, and time is money.
他们牺牲了时间，时间就是金钱。
They sacrifice their effort and strength and all these laboring abilities. These are their possessions.
他们付出了力气和努力，这些劳动是他们用来换取金钱的。
And these possessions can be exchanged for money.
这些劳动能用来换取金钱的。
And therefore, sacrificing all these, they deserve more for their sacrifice.
他们的付出应该换来更多的待遇。
Now the landowner, in his reply, changed a complaint about the fairness between the workers into a fairness between himself and the worker himself.
家主的回应把工人之间的公平转为他自己与每一位工人之间的公平。
I say again, the landowner in his reply changed a complaint between the fairness of the workers into a question of fairness between himself and the worker, the individual worker.
家主的回应把工人之间的公平转为他自己与每一位工人之间的公平。
He says, friend, you, I am not unfair to you.
他说，朋友，我没有亏欠你。
Didn't you agree to work for a denarius?
你与我讲定的不是一钱银子吗？
So the key words in his reply is friend and to you and you.
这个答复的关键是朋友和你。
Now on a personal level, one-on-one, there is no unfairness.
就个人而言，没有不公平。
The landowner paid what is agreed upon with the worker himself.
家主把事先答应的酬劳给了抱怨的工人。
So the word friend stresses on this one-on-one relationship they have between them.
这个词朋友强调他们一对一的关系。
There is no argument because he paid what was agreed upon.
竟然把讲好的酬劳给了他们，就不应该有纠纷。
And therefore, there is no unfairness.
所以就没有公平，不公平。
Now this fairness on the individual level, however, is not fairness on the corporate level between the workers.
但个人的公平不等于群体的公平。
The workers who have sacrificed differently should not be made equal.
工人不同的牺牲不该视为同等的。
By giving the late workers the same wage as the early workers, the landowner is being generous to the late workers.
把同样的工资给迟来的工人，家主是对他们慷慨。
But this generosity is not the same as given to the early workers.
但对早来的工人却没有同样的慷慨。
And the difference in generosity, that is the unfairness there.
这就是所显示不公平之处。
And we can tell that the early workers also expect the same kind of generosity, the same kind of fairness in the distribution of generosity found in verse 10.
我们知道早来的工人期待这种公平的待遇，因为第十节说。
So when those came, who were hired first after seeing what was paid to the late workers, they expected to receive more.
那些雇来的，他们以为必要得的更多，谁知也是各得一钱。
So if the late workers they were paid generously, given a one whole day's wage, despite not putting the same amount of effort.
如果那些迟来的工人能领到超乎他们所付出的工资
，then the early workers, they will receive even more.Much more than the agreed wage, since they should be receiving the same amount of generosity.
早来的工人也应该领到比预先讲好的工资更多。
But and therefore this becomes the true reason for their complaint.
这就是他们埋怨的真正原因。
Now on the surface, it seems to be they are complaining that the late workers shouldn't receive the same wage as us.
表面上看，他们似乎在说迟加入的工人不应该享受与他们同样的工资。
On the surface, they seem to be saying, they work less, they should receive less.
他们工作少，所以应该获得更少。
But their real problem isn't that.
但真正的原因不在于这里。
The real problem is that it's not that the late workers should receive less, but rather they should receive more.
真正的原因不在于迟来的工人应该获得更少，而是他们应该得到更多。
And what they are actually saying is, if you're generous to them, you should be generous to us.
如果你对他们慷慨，你也应该对我们同样的慷慨。
Or else you are not fair.
否则你就是不公平。
Now the landowners know their minds, know what they're thinking.
家主非常了解他们心里想什么。
So after reminding them that he is being very fair on a one-on-one personal basis,
所以他提醒他们，他在个人的层面上是公平的。
He also asked them two important questions.
他问他们两个问题。
And these two questions therefore becomes the key to the parable today.
这两个问题就成了整个预言的关键。
First, he asked, "Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money?"
他说，我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗？
And then he asked.Or are you envious because I'm generous?
他又问，因为我做好人，你就眼红了吗？
Now let's tackle the questions one by one.
让我们解决第一个问题。
Does he have the right?
家主是否有权利？
Does he have the right to do what he wants with his own money?
他有没有权利，怎样用自己的钱？
Of course.
当然
，Of course he has the right.
当然他有权利。
It is his own money.
这是他自己的钱。
He can use it whichever way he wants.
他可以随意的用。
Nobody would fault the person for using his own money.
没有人会埋怨他。
And therefore, this is actually a rhetorical question, saying the answer lies with the second question.
所以答案在于第二个问题。
And therefore, that's the second question. Is this a problem of envy?
是嫉妒的问题吗？
Yes.
是的。
Yes, it is actually about envy.
正是嫉妒。
The early workers are envious because of the generosity that was given to the late workers.
早来的工人对迟来的工人感到嫉妒。
Oh, they are envious because this is a generosity that they did not receive.
因为家主对他们的慷慨，而是这个慷慨是他们没有领受的。
You know, they have tried to package their complaints into a question of unfairness.
他们试图把嫉妒心包装成不公平的投诉。
But really, the issue is about envy.
但真正的理由是嫉妒。
The early workers, they have sacrificed much.
工作一整天的工人，牺牲了很多。
And they have worked all day.
他们工作了一整天。
Yes, they have been paid fairly.
是的，他们得到公平的待遇。
But after seeing what the late workers got, they wanted too.
但他们当他们看到迟来的工人领受的这么多，他们也要。
They want more than fairness.
他们要的不仅是公平。
They want the same generosity too.
他们要家主是同样的慷慨。
The parable for today is about envy.
今天的预言是。关于嫉妒。
But what is envy?
什么是嫉妒呢？
It goes beyond greed.
它超越了贪婪。
A person can be greedy when, you know, he sees some things he wants.
一个人若看到他想要的东西，可能会变贪心。
But envy only arises when there is a comparison with another.
但是妒忌只能够产生在有对比的情况之下。
Envy is poisonous to the soul.
嫉妒像是灵魂的毒药。
It's poisonous because you cannot be happy with the good fortune that another person receives.
因为你不能为别人的好福气感到快乐。
You can only be happy when you have the good fortune too.
你只能够感到快乐，当你也拥有同样的福气。
And in the case of today's parable, I think it is very sad.
在今天的预言里，我觉得这是很可悲的。
It's very sad because these workers, you know, they have work to do.
因为这些工人有工作做。
That is a blessing.
这是一个福气。
They can enjoy the fruits of their labor. They can find income for their family and needs.
他们可以享受自己劳动后的果实，增加家庭的收入。
Yet it is sad because they cannot be happy because of their envy.
然而他们不感到快乐，因为他们妒忌。
They were blinded by their envy.
他们的妒忌盲目了他们。
And they failed to appreciate the gracious efforts of the landowner to provide for as many workers as possible.
让他们无法理解家主在努力地尽可能帮助多些工人。
You see the very detailed way in which the final workers were being described.
经文非常详细地描述。
These were very pitiful workers.
这些是很可怜的工人。
About 5 in the afternoon, he went out.
约中午五时，他出去。
And he still find these people, you know, standing around, nothing to do.
看见还有人站在那里，没事做。
He asked them, why are you standing here all day? They have been standing there. I mean, maybe not there, but they've been standing around all day with nothing to do.
就问他们，你们为什么整天在站在这里呢？
And the sad truth is because no one, they are very poor, but yet they have no work. No one has hired us.
因为他们说，因为没有人雇我们。
Now these are not lazy workers, you know, they are just, you know, hiding around, crouching there, waiting for this generosity of these landowners. These are not people like that.
他们不是一群懒惰的工人。
You know, they are not just scheming there, waiting for a quick buck.
试图要用诡计来骗钱。
These are poor people who are unemployed.
他们是失业的穷工人。
And they will starve if not for the generosity of this landowner.
他们会挨饿若不是家主的慷慨。
But the early workers who are grumbling, they do not see this generosity.
但是发牢骚早来的工人却不看到这点。
They did not see this graciousness. Instead, they only care about, oh, this generosity of the landowner, I want it too.
他们只关心自己是否能得到家主的慷慨。
And in being poisoned by envy, they fail to see that, you know, actually, by being able to work, they are also under the grace of this landowner.
被嫉妒盲目之下，他们没看到，他们也是在家主的恩典下工作。
They were the first in the field.
他们是第一个在葡萄园里的。
But they are the last to know the heart of this landowner.
但却是最后了解家主的心意的。
Now what, and therefore understanding this parable, how does it explain the phrase, the last will be first, the first will be last?
这个预言又如何讲解？那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后。
And knowing this phrase, how does it reinterpret the entire criteria about Jesus, of Jesus, you know, entering into the kingdom of heaven?
这经节又如何让我们重新的思考耶稣所说的进天国的标准？
Now from the words of Jesus, you know,
从耶稣的话中，
It is doubtless that we know sacrifices are necessary to enter the kingdom of heaven.
无可否认的是，进入天国必须要有牺牲。
This is especially so in the days of Matthew.
尤其是在马太的时代。
There is persecution.
人们面对着迫害。
There is poverty.
和贫穷的日子。
Now it is one thing, therefore, to talk aboutsacrificing for the kingdom of heaven.
但为天国牺牲是一回事。
But it's very dangerous when you think that it is your sacrifice that make you deserving to enter the kingdom of heaven.
若想以个人的牺牲为自己值得进入天国的标准，那就是很危险的一件事。
And when you think that it is your deeds,
当你认为你的行为
or it's all these efforts of yours,
你的努力
is your sacrifice, these,You think that these are your security?
和牺牲为你带来什么安全感？
You think that these are your assurance that God therefore will, you know, favor you over the others?
是上帝优待你的保证。
When this becomes your mentality, it will become your greatest mistake.
这可能是你最大的错误。
In short, you are stumbled by grace.
你被恩典给绊倒了。
You fail to appreciate that God can be gracious to other people in many different ways.
你不明白神可以以不同的方式施恩典给不同的人。
You are stumbled by grace.
你被恩典给绊倒。
You want to compare.
你要比较。
Or you want fairness.
你要公平。
But on the corporate level, you know, there is never fairness.
但在群体的层面上，从来就没有公平。
Every individual, they have their own circumstances.
每个人有他们自己的情况。
And God will be fair to each individual according to their circumstances that the person is lying.
上帝会公平地对待每个人，因着他们个别的情况。
That is the right of God.
这是上帝的权利。
And if you see the grace of others that you know you want to compare and you don't see in you,
如果你是要比较别人的恩典。
You are stumbled. You can be stumbled by how God can be gracious to others.
你可能会被绊倒。
You think that, oh, I have sacrificed my death for my sacrifices deserve more.
如果你认为你的牺牲应该得到更多。
And that is when the first will become the last.
那么在那个时候，在前的就将在后。
It is not by works that we are saved.
我们不是凭自己所行的义而得救。
But by the grace of God.
乃是照着他的怜悯。
And therefore, this parable is a very good reminder to us all.
这个预言是对我们每一个人很好的一个提醒。
Now, if there is one image that I can capture from this parable,
如果说可以从预言中联想到某个画面，
Can I have the next slide? You know, it's like the first picture. You know, sometimes I think it's like the picture of a very tired, sweaty, exhausted worker.
那就是一个劳累、浑身是汗、精疲力尽的工人。
For some of us, you may feel this way.
也许你有同感。
You have worked in a field for a long, long time.
你在田里工作了很长的时间。
You are responsible for a large amount of the fruits that we see today.
你负起收集成果的重大责任。
Oh, you were there when the heat was the strongest.
在烈日之下，你在那儿。
When there were others who gave up, you persevered on.
当其他人放弃时，你却坚持下去。
In earlier in chapter 19, Jesus says he promised the reward will be 100 times for all that you have sacrificed.
第十九章，耶稣答应奖励是你所付出的100倍。
Your sacrifice will not be in vain.
他们不会空虚。
But sometimes, you know, you feel that is not enough.
但有时即使这样也是不够的。
Oh, for me, at the corner of my eye, I see somebody receiving the abundant grace of more, even though I feel he has sacrificed a lot less.
有时我却看到那些付出比我少的，却得到同样的恩典。
Man, that's unfair.
天哪，是多么的不公平。
You know, when I think of it this way, at this moment, I think this parable is truly a good reminder to us.
在这些时候，这个预言提醒了我。
My work, the fact that I can be working in a field, this is a grace from God.
我的工作，我可以工作，这是上帝的恩典。
My work should not become my security for securing more blessing.
不是我得到更多祝福的保障。
If I have sacrificed,
如果我有所牺牲。
And there will be sacrifices.
那一定会有牺牲。
Let me enjoy the fruits of the labor of my sacrifice with joy.
就让我以喜悦来享受我的成果。
You know, rather than ending with a sour note.
不要感到酸溜溜。
Let us move from the first picture to the second one with joy. Does, you know, the sourness, the bitterness of envy, they will only make me last in the eyes of God.
嫉妒只会使我在神的眼中排最后。
I do not know the circumstances, truly, who knows the circumstances that all of us have before in their dealings with God.
我不知道别人与上帝在不同情况下有什么互动。
Instead, let us, you know, learn to be joyous, to be happy for people who receive the grace of God, for that is the will of God.
但我应该感到庆幸，并且为他们高兴，因为这是上帝的旨意。
Now, for some of you, if you are a latecomer into this kingdom of heaven,
在我们当中，如果你是迟进入天国的。
You are welcome to join us in the field.
欢迎你加入我们的工作。
Join us in the work that we have to do.
加入我们的工作。
God will be gracious to you as this parable has shown.
上帝会赐恩给你，像这个预言里。
And I testify that God is gracious because I was once a latecomer into a field too. All of us were once like this.
我可以证明，因为你和我也是迟来的工人。
And may the grace of God be with us all as testified by the parable today.
愿上帝的恩典与我们同在。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you because truly you are gracious. And when we see the grace that you have for us, let us learn not to compare our sacrifices, compare our grace, but truly be joyous for one another. For this is the way of the kingdom of heaven. And all this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.